So, Bill, what is the mood right now with the team in this post-trade deadline?
Well, I think some of the guys leaving hit some of the guys hard, even though they knew it was coming. Chris Stewart would leave, Torrey Mitchell would leave, Michael Neuwirth could leave. I think when they finally leave, when it finally happens, it's hard for some guys to grasp. But I think they got over it. They played okay in Tampa on Tuesday, not a great game. But I think you'll see a lot of games like that the rest of the year where they might have a pretty good effort, but they're just overmatched. They have all these new guys, all these recalls, guys who probably wouldn't be in the NHL on another team, and there's going to be some bumps in the road here.
Sabres GM Tim Murray had said, it's never a good day to give good people away. Is this a case of losing first to win later when it comes to draft?
Tim Murray has been very adamant that if he has a guy with an expiring contract, he's going to trade him and get some value for him. That's just the way he operates. It's the way a lot of teams operate. And it's magnified with the Sabres being so bad when you have guys like Chris Stewart and Torrey Mitchell, two of their better players. Michael Neuwirth was their starting goalie. Really became the backbone of the team for a couple of weeks. And one day they're just gone for not a very high return, a second-round pick, a seventh-round pick, third-round pick for Neuwirth. So, yeah, for the short term, they don't really care about losing, and they just wanted any sort of return on those guys.
So that's kind of the philosophy behind how this process happens when they come up to these trade deadlines?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they have no shot at the playoffs, then get what you can for them.
Now, Coach Ted Nolan was certainly concerned about the frustration that the players felt over the last few days, and he was worried about how the team would focus and how they're going to move ahead.
I think one thing about this team, through everything they've gone through this season, it was a pretty tight-knit group, and I think that's helped them get through a lot of this. Now they have a lot of new faces, and the flip side of these guys leaving is that four, five, six guys have the opportunity of a career. Phil Veroni, who has played maybe 20 NHL games, is now centering the first line. Johan Larsson, who hasn't done much in about 50 NHL games, he's centering the second line. Guys like Jerry DiMigo, Zach Dalpe have an opportunity to play regular minutes. So I think in that regard, there are a lot of excited guys on the roster that have a lot to play for. I mean, a lot of these guys are literally playing for their NHL careers, in my opinion. So that's just something to watch for down the stretch.
What about some of the penalties that were in the game? Were there concerns there?
Well, they've been taking a lot all season, and that's just a product of chasing the game. When you're behind the game, you take penalties, and they took a lot Saturday in Florida, and it bit them badly, and Tuesday in Tampa it bit them, and it's just another sign that they're just not a good team, and their penalty killing is the worst in the league, so, I mean, they can't get through it.
What about Lindback? A lot of pressure on him starting in goal. He did make 32 saves against Tampa. What kind of pressure goes on when someone like that enters into the fray?
Well, it was his first game with the Sabres, his first game since early February when he played the Sabres with Dallas. So there's a lot of pressure. He's another guy kind of playing for his NHL career. And they just got Chad Johnson from the New York Islanders, too. So one assumes that Chad Johnson will probably play the bulk of the games down the stretch. So Anders Lindback had a lot to play for, and he played pretty well. I think he impressed Ted Nolan, but Chad Johnson will start Friday, and it could be his net the rest of the year.
So in the post-trade deadline, the Sabres also had some recalls this week. What can you tell us about that and update us on?
Yeah, there's a lot of unfamiliar names that joined the team in the last couple of days or joined the team in the last couple of weeks. Jerry DiMigo, a guy they got for Luke Adam from the Columbus Blue Jackets in December from Binghamton, was a pretty good prospect with the Maple Leafs a couple of years ago. He has a chance now. Tim Schaller, who's developed into a very nice prospect out of Providence College, undrafted, one of Rochester's big guys, has a very nice chance. Zach Dalpe, who spent the entire year with Vancouver last year, should get a regular shift. And like I was saying before, Johan Larsson, Phil Veroni have the opportunity of a career. So down the stretch here, if you're a fan and you like prospects and young guys and underdogs, you have something to watch here for the next 5-6 weeks.
What's next, Bill? Friday night they play in Ottawa, then over the weekend Saturday they're against the Capitals in Washington.
They had a good effort in Tampa for much of the game, but they were just overmatched, and they played well in the beginning. But if they play like that, they should win some games.
Well, Bill Hoppe, thanks so much for coming in for Behind the Bench. It's great to see you again.
Thank you.